Hi, this is Misha from Misha and the Spanx, and you're listening to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Hey, this is Todd from The Rebel Spell, and you're listening to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Volume 97 of The Grind. Here we are. It's Friday. If you're listening on the PRC stream, that's punkradiocast.com. This is the second grind of today. If you're checking us out on Facebook, over at The Grind on punkradiocast.com's Facebook page. Perhaps you're listening through iTunes or on thegrindprc.blip.tv. Either way, another great show coming up for you right now. As you heard off the top, we heard Misha and the Spanx. We will be chatting with her in just a little bit here on the show. Also, Todd Sirius from The Rebel Spell. Both bands currently on tour. Rebel Spell, in fact, they are making their way on out to Toronto by now, getting ready to play a bunch of shows out there. And on the way back, we today have a contest for you, a Rebel Spell contest. More details on that coming up a little bit later in the show, but we will get you a chance to get your hands on the brand new Rebel Spell release on Rebel Time Records. It's called It's a Beautiful Future. So we'll be talking to Todd later on in the program, and more details on how you can win that, as well as some grand swag. Just the two artist interviews and some music from them in the program today. Not a whole bunch of From the Mailbox artists. I'll be quite honest, I'm feeling kind of sick, and this cold is just taking it out of me. But nothing compared to what our Japanese friends are dealing with right now. As I started working on this program early in the morning, the earthquake had just recently happened, and we're still in the waiting period to see what kind of tsunamis reach the west coast of North America, Indonesia, New Zealand, anything on the Pacific Rim. At one point there was a warning to watch for tsunamis of some degree. So thoughts are with everyone in Japan, especially our friends over at Bells on Records and In Your Face, and anybody else that I've forgotten. Let's not chat too much off the top, but before we get into the interviews today, I do need to tell you about another band that's touring across Canada right now. That is, of course, The Real Mackenzies. They just kicked it off last night in Vancouver, two shows there, and then making their way all the way out to the east coast of Canada and back. If you head over to www.realmackenzies.com. You can check out a tour video featuring all of the tour dates and some great photos from a previous tour across Canada. I think they're playing 22 shows and traveling over 1,200 kilometers. So some good times definitely across Canada. And head over there to that website. Make sure you get out to the show and see them if they're in your area. And in the meantime, we're going to spin some Real Mackenzies right here for you on the grind. This is White Knuckle Ride. following White Knuckle Ride from the Real Mackenzies, we also heard a track coming from Calgary, a band called Bogart. That was coming off of a 7-inch, in fact, a nicely pressed white 7-inch vinyl. It's a split release between Bogart and Mongoose. Bogart from Calgary, Mongoose from East Van, out on Meter Records, 2007. Stoked, Not Choked. The song that we heard was called Hard Hand Coming. Meter Records, good friends of ours, also home to, if not the sister of, or some sort. Anyways, the guys in this band, heavily involved also in other great musical projects, including Meter Records and Echo Bay Studios. Drummer in the band that I'm going to be talking about right now, in fact, recorded the Booze Cruise songs that we had on volume 86 of the program. If you did not hear that, I recommend you go check that out. Lots of great melodic skate punk in that one. Of course, I am talking about the band The Evidence. These guys have a brand new album coming out in April. And in fact, just yesterday, they released the first official video for a song coming off of that album. The album is called Currents, and that's out April 12th, 2011. And the song is called Damn That River. They have the video up right now. Just go to Facebook, search The Evidence. A really nicely produced video. You can check that out. And for you European friends, 1 month until the European tour as well. So that is a tour to coincide with their album release, Currents, coming out in April. And right now we're going to play an older track from them. This is off of their Polarity release, The Evidence with Scales. So we are going to kick it right into our first interview of the Volume 97 today. Brand new album just released within the last week or so. Misha and the Spanx, Gods of Love. This is the first track off of it. It's called Across the Country, right here on The Grind, Volume 97.
Across the country.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. We've got Misha and the Spanx. We're chilling out in the basement of DV8. Just played a set upstairs. How was that tonight?
It was really fun. I think largely due to the fact that it was Rebel Spell playing. It was a really packed crowd, a lot busier than I've ever seen it here, yeah. And we had a really great time.
Now, since your last release, you've gained a member. A new musician on the organ, Chris from the Von Zippers, right?
Yes.
How did you get involved with him?
You know, he was just kind of a pal from the bar. I'd see him at Palomino. We'd do some shots and kind of talk about, yeah, totally. We should add some organ on the next record. Just play a couple songs, kind of thing, and didn't really make any concrete plans. And then I was booking the recording time, and it was about a week before recording. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit, I haven't asked him to come and play these songs. He's never heard them. So I just kind of emailed him all the demos, and he was like, totally, I'll come in and do like two or three songs. And during the recording process, we played every single song, and he played along to every one, and it sounded beautiful. And I was like, oh, okay, I have to ask him to join a band.
Yeah,
and luckily he was into it.
Well, that is good.
Yeah.
Brand new album just came out earlier this week, in fact,
yep.
Gods of Love. What kind of a process was that for recording? We had the new member on there, but was it something that you had a lot of songs written up in the past and you were finally getting a chance to put them down on track?
No, it was a bit different than usual. Normally when I record, it's kind of like, these are all the songs I have, and so this is the album.
Yep.
This time I had maybe four pre-written, because Stu joined the band in June, and so we just kind of focused on these four new songs, and he learned a few old ones, and that was our set pretty steadily. And so we kept that going through our fall tour and stuff. When we got home from tour, I had the recording time booked before I had the songs written, and I just was like, okay, I have to write seven songs now.
You have the deadline set,
yeah,
okay,
so I just wrote them, like, just with the deadline. And Stu had only practiced them maybe three or four times before I went into the studio, and it was just more of a writing for a record thing, mm-hmm. than recording everything that's written.
Cool.
And I really like that process a lot.
Where did you record?
We recorded with Josh, Josh William, who usually records at Oddities, mm-hmm. where we usually record at. But he is booking a new space in the KLM Backline Warehouse.
Oh.
So it's where they keep all of their equipment that they backline big shows around the city. So on every wall, it's like snare drums and kick drums and just drums everywhere.
Right,
and I think it kind of added to that jangly, rattly thing that the new album that made. It was a really cool space.
That's cool.
Since your 2009 debut, made for me, touring across Canada like crazy, you've had a lot of exposure on college radio and great amount of features on independent magazines. You made the cover of Beatroot this month. What kind of a transition has that been? You started off your musical career, where a lot of fans might know you from the band Bogart.
Yeah.
What kind of a transition has it been from that to where you are now?
Well, in Bogart, it was kind of a shared leadership. Like, we were very much all pieces of a band. And mm-hmm. so getting things done was a little trickier because it was coordinating everybody. And so with this project, it's very much my baby, and I put a lot of work into it. And so having more control over the steps and me being personally in contact with press and personally in contact with radio when I do the mailouts and everything, mm-hmm. I think has made, I think maybe that makes more of a difference, the personal touch and yeah. everything that I'm actually communicating with people and myself. And it seems to have grown a lot faster and a lot bigger than when I was in the other band. And I think it's mostly because I just make every decision. And I don't really, I just go with it and just make it happen.
Do you find it more difficult to be on top of everything, the whole scope?
It's hard, for sure, but it's like, it's worth it.
Feels more rewarding.
Yeah, it feels more rewarding, and it's accelerating, and it's going really well. And I'm like almost at the point where it's like, please, somebody else book my tours.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it still. I really like seeing what I do put into, you know, results and seeing how it all works out.
That's awesome. Now, speaking of tour, I was talking to some members of your band previously tonight, and you got some stuff lined up, not so much in the future, but a little ways down the line, right?
Yeah, well, we were doing a big Cross Canada late March, and that got postponed because some work problems that came up with our drummer. Mm-hmm. So now it's late May, and it's actually almost entirely booked right now, which is pretty awesome for this far notice. But it's Halifax and back late May. This weekend we're hanging out in Edmonton, and next weekend we're doing Regina, Winnipeg.
Now, when you book your tours, for those of you, for the listeners or watchers of Punk Radio Cast who don't aren't super familiar with you are affiliated with the Pine Tarts as well.
Yes, we have the same drummer, yep. And Jesse's my boyfriend. So we collaborate a lot. Jesse does all of my artwork, mm-hmm. for everything I do, for like show posters and records and t-shirts and everything, and Stuart plays drums in both bands.
So do you have an opportunity to double book for both bands, like you've done for this weekend?
Yeah, like this weekend we did a bit funny, like we played tonight and Pine Tarts playing tomorrow, and then for the Regina Winnipeg weekend we're both playing both nights.
Oh, okay.
And we've done like Vancouver trips and stuff. It's between the two bands, I guess now there'd be five, but before there was only four members, mm-hmm. between two bands, so it was very easy to cram into Stu's two-door hatchback and still fit all of our gear and make it to Vancouver and back.
That's cool. It's you know, a band tour, and sort of like, you know, you're not leaving your loved ones at home because everyone's coming along for a ride.
Totally.
That's pretty wicked. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Transistor 66 Records.
I've been working with them for a couple of years now. I was introduced to them through Hot Blood Bombers. Mm-hmm. I've done a few tours with them, and after our first tour, we decided to release a split, and they were like, Transistor will put it out. And so we started to work on that, but then it fell through, and then Transistor was like, well, I'll put out your full length. And so they did Made For Me, and he bought a big backload of all of my earliest 7-inch to mm-hmm. sell through Transistor, and he did the next 7-inch, and he's doing this one, and we just we have a good like kind of partnership where we work together on stuff like radio mailouts and press and tour booking, and whenever I play Winnipeg, you're treated really good, and Transistor is sponsored by Half Pints Brewery too. So a couple shows I've played, it's been like a big keg of their new test run, like once it was Dandelion beer, and it was like, that's for the bands. Let us know what you think.
Sweet. Just little side perks of of being affiliated with them. That's really sweet. What aspirations do you have for the future? Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years? I hate personally answering that question, but here I am asking you that. Where would you like to see Misha and the Spanx in 5 years?
Well, right now we tour pretty steadily 3 to 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that increase to 6 times a year. And, you know, no day job. Just doing that and being able to go on the road more because of that. I guess just more of a steady place in music. I feel like we've been at this plateau of independent bands for a long time. I'd like to take a next step up and maybe have somebody else book the tours and get onto bigger shows and reach more people and play more often to more people. I think that'd be ideal.
That sounds solid. What do you find is the most difficult thing being in a band?
I guess right now, the fact that I have a day job and I have my house and I have all these things to maintain within my life, and music is such a passion that you usually pay to do.
Yeah.
So that's that struggle of like, you always need more time and more money. More money, you have to work more, but then you have less time, kind of thing.
It's a very vicious circle.
Trying to maintain that steadiness where it all gets covered and you do everything you want without totally stressing yourself out. And then when you hit the road, it all doesn't matter anymore, right? But when you're getting ready to, it's that. It's like organizing your life around doing something that's not profitable, but really awesome.
Yeah, totally worth it in the end.
Yeah, worth it for sure. And I wouldn't be wanting to do anything else. But
speaking of profitability, a lot of people, when they think of the music industry these days, it's very, you know, they're not really sure what's going on. A lot of it's gone digital and, you know, record labels have been losing money. But as an artist, when a lot of times you wouldn't see that money that the record labels would be losing anyways.
Yeah.
What is your view of the landscape of releasing a record in today's style of industry?
Well, I think vinyl is becoming more important because mm-hmm. it's a piece of something you're gonna take home with you. It's not like a CD with the jewel case is gonna crack, the CD's gonna start skipping because it's so easily scratched and everything. So I think it's important to, things selling online, I don't really see that money or anything, you know? But I see it when I'm at a show and I'm selling my merchandise. So, like, personally putting that much effort into it looking good, not sounding awesome and being great, mm-hmm. and that's where we see money as artists, you know? And so selling something awesome that someone's going to hold on to and appreciate, and then they'll come to your shows because they remember and they love it. I mean, that's the only way that...
Just making that connection through something that's tangible and not just a file that, whoops, I deleted it, well, I'll just download that again.
Yeah, totally.
So you have that whole thing in your hand, the whole package that really connects you with the band or with the fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wicked. Have you made it down to the States at all? Do you have any plans to tour outside of Canada in the future?
We did. The tour that we had to postpone was going to be through the States because we were going with Pine Tarts and they have a new release coming out on a Florida label.
Yeah.
But that got postponed, and when it became just a Spanx tour, we decided not to bother because we have nothing released to radio down there or anything right now, and it's just to be a complete unknown in another country, and the amount of money that it costs to get the visa and get everything rolling, it just became pretty obvious how unworth it is.
Well, especially a market like the States, I mean, it's a lot of subgenres and genres themselves are just so super saturated with stuff that's American as it is. Mm-hmm. So trying to come in as that, you know, hey, we're Canadian, we're coming down. Sometimes, as you know, no matter how good your stuff is, it just gets lost in the hum of what's already out in that kind of a scene.
Totally, yeah. So I mean, if our album ends up getting released in the States and gets heard there and it gets any kind of response, absolutely. I love playing new places, so it would be awesome. But I just want to make sure that we're not going in blind, I guess.
overstretching your limits for where you can handle at this point.
Definitely.
You got to be smart when you're touring.
Yeah, it's going to cost you either way.
Exactly, yeah. So for people who might not be familiar with you, where can they go online to find you? Like many, many bands, you probably have a dying MySpace or somewhat dying MySpace. The Grind site is just
MySpace.
Terrible.
I can't even log on to my tour dates right now. But yeah, myspace.com/mandthespanks. And our Sonic Bids is updated very regularly. Mm-hmm. So sonicbids.com/mandthespanks and facebook.com/mandthespanks.
There you go. Awesome. Well, anything else you want to get out to the Punk Radiocast listeners, fans of the Grind? Anything that we might not have covered that you want to get out there?
I think we covered a lot. And I hope through this we'll meet some new people, come to some shows, and we'll get to party with them or something.
Yeah, most definitely. So if you're listening right now online, or you're checking out this video online, check out the dates and make sure you come see Misha and the Spanx in person and support. Get an album or get a shirt or something like that, because that's how a lot of these musicians keep touring. Awesome. Well, I just want to thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Misha and the Spanx, that song was Gods of Love, the title track off of her brand new album out on Transistor 66. Also in the interview, we kicked it all off with Across the Country. Also heard a song from her 2009 debut, Made for Me, that was the title track from that album. A song off of a 7-inch that she's released a few years back. I believe it was the B-side from that. It's off the Mean Fuck release. That's also coming on Transistor 66. The song was called Fuck Around. So we caught Misha and the Spanx playing with a band called The Rebel Spell in Edmonton at the Great Deviate Tavern. Just a big shout out to Rod there for letting us do our interviews downstairs. I know in the Rebel Spell interview, there was a lot of people during the Rebel Spell interview, there was a lot of people walking around upstairs, and you can hear all sorts of creaking, and it sort of just adds a little bit to the atmosphere. Also on the bill that night, Edmonton Punk Rockers Old Sins We've got a track from them, in fact, coming up right now. Thanks to our buddies at Con Records, recently put out a 7-inch split with The Old Sins and a band called Slates. We're going to be hearing tracks from both of those bands right now. First up, The Old Sins, Had My Share of Fistfights, right here on The Grind.
This won't weigh me down no more.
was Tejas from Slates, also on that 7-inch put out by Con Records. Look them up on Facebook or just on the web, C-O-N Records. The bands were Slates and The Old Sins. Now, I was hoping to get an interview with The Old Sins, and then I had to leave work a little bit early and didn't get a chance to pack up as much recording media as I had planned. So we kind of skipped out on that. In order, the good news is to shoot the whole Rebel Spell concert. So we've got video of that. We've got a little bit of video from Misha and the Spanx as well. I'm going to do my best this weekend to try and get down to that and upload at least the full set from the Rebel Spell. Unfortunately, there was some audio issues with the club that night. Shortly after, though, I think within the next couple days, Rod picked up some brand new speakers from our friend in the Old Wives, Liam Harvey Oswald. You might remember him from our chat about the Music for Cancer project. Anyways, I'm a rambling here. We just heard some Edmonton bands, and now we're going to get to a Vancouver band, The Rebel Spell. When I first got there, I put my equipment down on the table, answered my cell phone messages and all that kind of stuff. And I realized the guy that that was sitting at the end of the table was Bobby Gorman from the Punk Site. And so we chatted for a little bit. And he also did an interview with Todd, actually before I did. So I feel bad because I didn't want to keep Todd talking about the same thing and saying the same, you know, answers to questions that he had just recently answered within the last 10 minutes. So a little bit of a short interview here from The Grind with The Rebel Spell. But don't hesitate to head over to thepunksite.com and check out Bobby's interview with Todd. Covers a few different elements than what we covered. And that should be up there in the near future. Also, I did mention earlier in the program a contest that we're going to be running here with The Rebel Spell to get your very own copy of their brand new album, It's a Beautiful Future. It's going to be a pretty easy contest, I think. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to ask, what you guys have to answer, and all that. But what you'll need to do is email thegrindprc@gmail.com. So if you want to maybe open up a new browser or whatever and open your mail program, get that all typed in there for when I do actually let you know what I'm looking for in terms of an answer to get this awesome, wicked CD in your hands, you'll have that ready to go. But you're going to have to listen through to a bunch of Rebel Spell songs and the interview before you get a chance to figure out how to win the copy that we're giving away today. I think that's a fair trade-off. Good things come to those that wait. I'll just say that. Great video for this next song from The Rebel Spell. Just head over to therebelspell.com and check out the video for It Can't Be Just Me. A wicked video, wicked band, an awesome song. Here it is on The Grind.
I'm not afraid to die.
welcome back to The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. We've got Todd from The Rebel Spell. How are you doing today, my friend?
Good, good.
Right on. Last time we talked to you was probably about 4 years ago. You guys played here at the Avenue Skate Park.
Yeah.
It was another winter tour. You guys were freezing your butts off in the
Well, we always think, hey, it's going to be pretty nice in March. Or that's March now. Yeah, March. And then you go to Edmonton and it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
It's the prairies. I blame the prairies on that. Brand new stuff from you guys came out last month. It's A Beautiful Future out on Rebel Time Records.
Yep.
How's the response been for that so far from what you've heard?
Well, really positive, which is good because we were, you know, it's been a little while, like, well, kind of 4 years since we released anything. And, you know, we were really nervous about getting something out there again. And you never know what's... Maybe we got old or something, I don't know, but the response has been really great. It's been really inspiring to have people writing and wanting to talk about specific songs or lyrics, and just, it's like, all right, okay, we're relevant, good.
When you were writing this album, was there anything that you kept in the back of your mind that you really wanted to bring forward more than you had brought on previous songs or releases? You sort of touched on a whole bunch of different subjects on all of your releases. There's some veganism songs on this one. A little bit of politics, of course. It just wouldn't be a Rebel Spell release without some political thoughts behind that. I was listening to an interview that you had done with another punk radio cast DJ, Stephen Blackheart, Blackheart Radio.
Yeah.
Going down the tracks of the new release, and you'd mentioned that you were at the G20 Summit in Toronto last year.
Yeah, we were on tour then, and it was summer.
There you go. It's not always a winter tour. What kind of things did you really shocked you from that? I mean, you kind of knew what you were getting into, but at the same time.
We were shocked by just the sheer audacity of the police. Like, we saw it at the Olympics, you know, just a few months prior to that. And then all of a sudden, you know, just being in Toronto was enough to get you locked up.
Yeah.
Just being in Toronto and, well, wearing black clothing helped, but it was just the audacity. Like, we just got there, unloaded our gear from the van kind of thing, and got swarmed by 4 cop cars, 8 cops. And it was like this huge, huge illegal procedure where they, you know, they searched a few of us. They took everyone's ID, which I knew was illegal. When I suggested that to them, things got really tense. And then it was just like, well, you know, it was like, okay, I can spend the night in jail for this, or maybe longer, or get the shit kicked out of me, because that guy right there really wants to. You could tell, like, just...
Well, that's what he was there for,
right?
This
big jock leaning against a car, just, like, flexing and glaring at me. And it was like... This is how police in Canada are allowed to act?
Yeah, and it's shocking to think. I mean, we hear about this kind of stuff in the States all the time with, like, the police state, martial law, all that kind of stuff. But I think a lot of people, they don't realize what is happening in the States is happening up here in Canada as well, if not as part of that. It's just the massive, you know, loss of personal rights and freedoms that that a lot of people take for granted. But until you get to a situation like the Olympics and you see some of the things.
You have these situations with the police and it radicalizes people. So in a way, keep it up, guys. I mean, it pisses people off and wakes them up a little bit when it's people that have never had a run-in like that with the police before.
Just think about all this. You are convinced that anyone knows.
I was still shocked though. Even though you expect it, and you've seen something like that, it's still shocking.
You don't know what extent it actually is at until you're down there.
Yeah.
Lots of dates coming up across Canada. You're hitting a lot of the major cities out on the way out to Montreal. Like you'd said in a previous interview today, big friendly fest over at in Hamilton with the Rebel Fest. You want to mention some of the bands that are going to be playing along with you that day?
Oh, so this is like a quiz,
yeah,
right?
Oh, there is a test during this interview, in fact.
Well, we'll see our friends Broadcast Zero again, which is always fun, I think.
Farless Fury is there.
Farless Fury.
Cambridge.
It's sort of... I don't know if Cambridge isn't going, are they?
No, I'm not too sure.
They'd have to drive pretty fast.
Yeah.
We're on a tight schedule, and they were still in Vancouver last I looked. I just got the new Brutal Youth download.
Oh, yeah.
Which is some of the guys from Class War Kids.
Class War Kids, yeah.
And I really like that, so that'll be cool to see them. Man, I don't know.
Do you see like waves of political punk rock cycling through the scene? Like, for a little while it's the really poppy type stuff that's popular, and then you get that good grouping of bands such as yourself that actually have a lot of a message behind the music. Do you see that sort of as an ebb and flow over the years that you guys have been a band?
It's all ebb and flow, and that's the thing. I mean, we were talking earlier about festivals and how all of a sudden there's all these punk festivals popping up. I mean, it's fairly small things, but really cool kind of events. Like, people are just into that. So it's these sort of trends that happen, and like these small towns, for example, you go to, and you pass through once, and there's nothing happening. It's a ghost town. Mm-hmm. Maybe four kids come to a show, and then you could kind of give up on it. You're like, all right, it was nothing really happening there. And then 2 years later, you get an email from somebody, and you go there, and 200 kids show up, and it's great, but it's kind of unpredictable.
Yeah, really hit or miss.
Yeah, and then at the same time, you have some places like Winnipeg has always been a really fun place for us to play. Always had good turnouts and stuff, but Winnipeg is kind of on this downturn. Mm-hmm. Where Winnipeg's like, I mean, I don't know, we're going to play it this trip and it'll be all right, but it used to be amazing.
Yeah.
And where other places are getting better again, like Saskatoon of all places is sort of
upward
on this path
climb.
Upwards, so it's good.
Talk about touring down in the States. Have you guys done that too much? Or not too much, but have you done
well,
that?
Well, I think we've almost done too much, yeah. we've been just about all over the States at one time or another. The only thing we've done with any consistency is the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Washington, Oregon, California are pretty good. But There's a lot of strangeness down there, and, yeah. and a lot of really small, cliquey kind of scenes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's a tough place to tour, for sure.
Just going back to a tougher question, I guess. What, if you had to name one thing that you're really concerned about in life in general, like how society's going or governmental control or that kind of thing, what is the one thing that really, really is flagging up in your mind?
That's tough because it all kind of comes from the same place, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, without bypassing the question and being too general, it's...
Even just saying the state of where society is, it would sort of be an encompassing answer, I guess.
Well, I guess that's a little bit about what this record overall is about. It's I think we are really on the cusp of some kind of change, like with this economic problems, and you know, you have all this revolution occurring in the Middle East. The world's on the edge of something big, and I don't think it's going to be good.
No.
I think that we're going to see some tough times in the next 20 years. Yeah. Maybe some really gnarly stuff.
I think just from what I've seen, I think there's a lot of people that aren't aware of a lot of these things that are going on. And I think, like, if I was answering that question I just asked you, I've had some time to think about it, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what frightens me the most, is just the unawareness of you know, where we are going. Like you say on your album, like, where are we now?
Yeah. Yeah, people are hard to break out of their bubble and their shell, and it's mostly by the fact that they think they're busy, mm-hmm. you know, or that they don't have any control. So that really causes people to just not engage when they don't think they have a real chance to change anything.
Put the brain on autopilot and just go within the system.
Well, you know, I'm okay. I'm doing good. So it's okay. I'm doing okay. Like, I've got my house and my car and everything's good.
Everything on that checklist of a perfect life is checked off, and
I did it.
Oh,
member for the Rebel Spell as well. You've got Elliot plucking the bass strings now. How much of an added shot of blood into the Rebel Spell collective has he been since he's joined you?
Well, how many shows has he done with us now? Four shows or something? I think tonight will be his fifth show with us. It's been really good to kind of tighten us up. He's a really on it musician, and he's also an interesting character, and he's kind of withdrawn, but he's always thinking, he's always got some clever thing to say. So I'm not sure, you know, it's been good so far, and I'm really interested in starting to write with him, because he's going to have a different approach to stuff than we do generally, but I think that it'll be really good to stir things a little bit.
Yeah. Now, the album, It's a Beautiful Future, is available online, therebelspell.com. You can pick it up digitally as well as physical copy.
Yeah.
You were talking to Bobby from the punk site just a few minutes ago about the tangibleness of vinyl and how, you know, it is that trade-off. If you're buying it for the sake of having something to hold, and it is cool for that, but the fact that you know, It's just another materialistic thing.
Yeah, it is a big piece of plastic. We are planning to release this record on vinyl.
On vinyl,
so,
yeah.
How soon? I don't know. I was hoping to have it out for, you know, the end of April or something. It's, you know, it's a matter of money and time as much as anything. Like I was saying earlier, we tried the download only route with Four Songs About Freedom, but there was just too many people that couldn't access the music that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going with physical formats right now, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What date do you look forward to? No, I'm not going to ask you that one. It's like picking a favorite child of the
yeah,
of
I
tour.
Can't,
that's
exactly.
Alienate
it's like asking,
people.
What's your favorite record? I'm like,
what's your favorite song on the record? Well, I'll pull the short stick on that one and say,
sure.
What is your favorite song on the record? The one that maybe you put the most thought behind, putting it, tweaking it, and getting it to that point where you're happy with it. Versus something that you wrote it, there it is, that's how it is, it's awesome as it is. Is there anything that you really had to tweak here and there to get to where you want it to be?
Every song. Writing for us is never easy, and finalizing things is always torturous.
Well, is there anything else you want to get out there before we wrap it up on you today?
Nope.
Fans of The Rebel Spell, head over there, therebelspell.com. You pick up the brand new album and some previous releases as well.
Yeah,
and
I think it's all there.
Fans across Canada, make sure you get out there and check out this band.
Yeah, hope to see you soon. Thanks.
Awesome, man.
Now you have your soul.
Uncontrollable, that was The Rebel Spell, wrapping up their interview segment right here on The Grind, Volume 97. Uncontrollable. Before that, we also heard the title track off of their brand new album, It's a Beautiful Future. Also in that interview, we heard a song called Tragedy, one called Feel the Same, and kicked it all off with It Can't Just Be Me. Okay, so you still have to give away that Rebel Spell album. What you need to do, send me an email to thegrindprc@gmail.com. Now, keep in mind, the show is going to be re-aired probably next week. So if you're sending in an email, I may have already given it away by that point, but doesn't mean you can't try. What I need you to do is tell me who produced the video for It Can't Just Be Me. A really easy answer for you. Send that into thegrindprc@gmail.com with the subject The Rebel Spell Contest or something to that effect so I know what it's all about. And yeah, you could walk yourself away with a brand new copy from The Rebel Spell of It's a Beautiful Future, courtesy Rebel Spell, The Grind, and our friend Melanie K over at Melanie K PR. Also, we're going to toss in some grind stickers, some grind buttons, and whatever else we can find that we have kicking around that we want to get out to you. So that's pretty much it for The Grind Volume 97. I do have, like I said before, a bunch of video, in fact, pretty much their full set. I will be doing my best to get the Rebel Spell live footage up for you to check out at our website, thegrindprc.blip.tv, all sorts of other stuff over there, of course, as well. And in a couple days, maybe a week or so, I will have a produced video interview from what you heard today, put together with some other stuff and I don't know, a whole bunch of stuff that takes me a long time to put together, and I hope people enjoy it. So that's that for The Grind Volume 97. We're going to leave you off with an older track. This was coming off of the Four Songs About Freedom release about 4 years back that was handled by none other than G7 Welcoming Committee. This is The Rebel Spell, They Know. We'll catch you guys next time.
Jump aboard and swim as hard as I can away from it.